こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。今、バイリンガルニュース .jp のストアでセール開催中なので、そちらもぜひ。1個目、英国王立協会企業に掲載されたニューサウスウェールズ大学の研究で、頭の中で物事を視覚的に思い浮かべることができないアファンタジアの人とそうでない人が、怖い話や怖い画像にどのように反応するか比較しました。実験ではアファンタジアの22人とそうでない24人の被験者の皮膚に電極を取り付けてストレスレベルをモニターし、部屋を暗くした状態で怖い話を読んでもらいました。崖から落ちたり、サメに追いかけられたり、墜落寸前の飛行機に乗っているなど、様々なシナリオを読み進めると、頭の中で映像をイメージできる被験者はすぐにストレスレベルが上昇し、読めば読むほどストレスを受けていました。一方、アファンタジアの被験者はストレスレベルが一定でほぼ上昇していませんでした。次に、文章の代わりに遺体の写真や攻撃直前の蛇の写真などストレスを与える画像を見せると、被験者全員のストレスレベルが上昇しました。
In a study published in the Proceedings of the Royal Society B, researchers at New South Wales University compared how people who have aphantasia and are unable to see things in their mind eye, and how those who do not, respond to scary stories and images. In the experiment, 22 subjects with aphantasia and 24 subjects without had electrodes placed on their skin in order to monitor stress levels and were asked to read a scary story in a dark room.The stories describe scenarios such as falling off a cliff, being chased by sharks, and being in a plane crash. Subjects who were able to visualize the situation in their mind exhibited higher stress levels and became more stressed the longer they read the stories. On the other hand, subjects with aphantasia experienced stable stress levels. Next, they showed both groups images of dead bodies and a snake about to attack, and all subjects experienced elevated stress levels.
そう。なので、怖がりの人とそうじゃない人っているけれども、まあ、それを超えたところの話で、映像とか画像があれば、みんな程度の差はあれ、無意識的にストレス反応はあるんだけれども、アファンタジアの人は、文章だけではストレス反応が引き起こされない。なので、怖い話とか、悲劇的な出来事を文章で読んで怖がったり悲しんだりするには、まあ、その情景を脳内でビジュアル化するっていうことが大きな役割を担っているわけだよね。
うん、
なのでアファンタジアの人が全然普段から怖いものがないとか感情が薄いっていうことではなくて、文章を読んだ時の反応だけが少ない。
うん、
だそれがアファンタジアではない人との差が歴然っていう。
How common is this?
なんかね、数パーセントって書いてあった。3% とか 5% とか。
You don't have this, right?
I don't have this. でも、なんか、ピクサーの偉い人とか、結構、まあ、自分はアファンタジアですっていうふうに言ってる人もいて、あとその自分はアファンタジアなんだけど気づいてないっていう人ももちろんたくさんいるんだよね。普通の生活で別に困らないじゃん。だから
Could it be better, maybe?
例えば瞑想とかの時に Guided Meditation とか、よくこう、あなたは今森の中にいます、目を閉じてその様子を思い浮かべましょうみたいな、で木々が風に揺られていますとかって言った時に、そこで初めて全然思い浮かべられないんだけどみんなはできるわけってなって、私ってこれなんだってなる。
I wonder if it's more difficult for people without aphantasia to meditate and sort of have the no mind, just sort of the mu what do you call it? Just blank meditative state.
Right.
Without any visuals. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like if I say, you know, don't visualize a pink elephant, someone with aphantasia should have an advantage.
Right, for sure. Yeah. But usually in meditation, you don't try not to visualize things, right? I mean, it's okay if you have visuals in your mind.
Well, in martial arts, when you meditate in the dojo before practice, you're trying to have nothing in your... At least that's what we were trying to do.
Okay.
Where I was.
Okay, but that's kind of not...
You don't want to be thinking.
Possible.
It's a distraction.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's possible. I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I'm doing it. Like you can just stare at the wall.
I guess. But I feel like that's a common misconception of meditation, where people think that you have to be totally blank. And because it's really hard to do, people are like, oh my God, I suck at this.
But if you have aphantasia, maybe that's more attainable.
Maybe. そうだから例えば馬を思い浮かべてくださいって言った時に私だったらその、まあ、しっかりした馬のイメージを頭に思い浮かべられる時もあるしもうちょっとぼんやり馬っぽい姿形とか色とかで、まあ、それはすぐ浮かんで消えちゃうわけだけど
so what color
それが多分 brown,
brown?
I like brown horses
does it have any like white stripe or anything or is it just brown
Just brown. Or maybe like a white, 何, bull っていうか
Are you changing it now?
its forehead through its nose. だからクオリアがないわけじゃないんだろうけど、それを少なくとも視覚的にイメージできないっていうことだよね。で、他の研究で、その、エフェンテージアの人は、夢は頻度は少ないけど見る。で、あとは過去の記憶が相対的に少ないとか、まあ、フラッシュバックとか辛い記憶が連想で呼び起こされちゃうみたいなのも、まあ、相対的に少ないっていうのが分かってるみたい、
うん、
でも確かにこれ自分で気づくきっかけって、まあ、それぞれ違うだろうけど普通に暮らしてたら気づかない可能性もあるよね結構長い間その大人になるまで。
I think the experience of reading books would be very different because when I when I get into a book, I don't even see the page anymore. Like the book's in front of me, but I don't see the book. You know, I'm just completely seeing with my mind's eye.
Yeah.
If it's a good book, if it's a bad book, then I just see the book.
yeah. 特に怖い話とか、あの、ま例えばリングとかさあの小説もあって映画もある場合って私は、まあ、リングは本も読んだし映画も見たんだけど子供の時本の方がもう500倍ぐらい怖いんだよねなぜなら自分の頭の中で一番怖い風に想像してしまうから、
うん、
でも確かにそれが全くないとただの文字列というかただの情報だから映画の方がまあビジュアル化されてるから怖い可能性はあるよね。
I think people are maybe using their imagination less than they used to now because we have so much visual stimulus where before a lot of the stimulus was written, you know, written language.
まあそうかもね。だからそうなると余計気づかないよね。
Yeah.
自分が頭の中で全然視覚的な情報がなくてもだからそのメモリーって意味記憶って意味ではすごい不思議というかそのぜひ私エフェンテージャーですっていう人がいたら話を聞きたいんだけどその記憶ってさ視覚情報として私は認識してるから、
mm-hmm.
なんだろうまあ、そのもちろん情報で覚えてることもたくさんあるじゃんあの時あそこに行ったなとか で特にこうビジュアルで覚えてなくても覚えてることってもちろんあるんだけど、ただその人の顔とか行った景色とか思い出すときって視覚で思い出すことも多いじゃない？
だからそれが
ないってなると、どう、例えば小学校の時の先生、じゃあ名前覚えてます、何の科目だったか覚えてます、
うん、
じゃあ顔を思い浮かべないってなると、顔はもう忘れ、まあ見れば思い出すんだろうけど頭の中では思い浮かべられないってことなのかな、とか。
Do you see it as visual? Does your memory come back to you when you're recalling something? Is it a video or is it images and ideas and feelings? Or like, what does it look like?
Sometimes it's almost like a video. Sometimes it's more of a picture. It's, you know, it depends, I guess.
You know, when they show in a TV show or in a movie, when they show mm-hmm. someone remembering something mm-hmm. and then they flash back to the memory, and it's kind of fuzzy looking and there's not that much color. It's sort of washed out. Like, is it, do you see that or do you see it in like 8K? Like, lots of colors.
It's usually in color. It's definitely not white and black. But I don't know. Demo, it's a mixture of all kinds of things.
Does that depiction of memories in movies and TV shows seem accurate to the experience of remembering things?
Not really. I mean, that's 映画とかも完全にだって全部再生されてる感じじゃん。だそこまではないけど。
But the effects they use, you know, it kind of jumps around. They remember parts of things.
Yeah,
know.
Yeah, yeah. It's way more fragmented than, you know, those in movies and stuff. But yeah. このフラッシュバックとか辛い記憶がっていうのもすごい面白いなと思って。なんか、私、自分の携帯のホーム画面にあのウィジェットをつけていて、あの写真のアプリのウィジェットで1年前の今日とか2年前の今日とかがの写真が自動的に出るようになっているのね、
うん、
でそうするとその、まあ、亡くなった母が登場するわけそこにでうちの息子を抱っこしている写真とかで、それを見ることによってなんかなんだろう、ポジティブな気持ちもあればすごい悲しくなるわけよね。で、この間考えてたのが、その写真があんまりない時代ってさ、例えばうちらの親の世代も写真あるけどみんなアルバムにしまってあるからそんなしょっちゅう見ないわけじゃん、
うん、
だけど今ってこうやってこうしょっちゅう思い出させるツールがあるせいで逆にこう思い出して悲しいみたいな、つまり私は自分の母の姿をしょっちゅう見てるから忘れられないわけじゃん、
うん、
でそれっていい面もあれば多分悪い面もあって、忘れられないからより辛い、いつまでも記憶が鮮明にあるみたいな。だけどうちらのおじいちゃんおばあちゃんの世代とかもっと昔だと多分もう人が亡くなっちゃったらその人の顔ってどんどん忘れていくわけじゃん、
うん、
で忘れるの悲しいけど、それと同時にそんな鮮明に思い出すっていうことも日々の中であんまりなくて、すごい悲しい気持ちになる頻度も、まあ、相対的に考えると少なかったのかなって思って。
なんか I think, you know, pictures like that are pretty intense, but a lot of people carry objects that were owned by someone that was close to them.
As a
I guess a more subtleAnd constant reminder rather than、right. sort of a blast at once.
Yeah.
So,
そうそう。だから、で、まあ、その写真を見たりとか、まあ、何かで連想されて、そのすごいトラウマ的な情景が頭に出てきちゃったりとかもあるわけよね。 だからそれがないってなると確かに、なんだろうね、すごいインベーシブな経験、そういうなんか自分の脳によって引き起こされるイントゥーシブな心理的トラウマみたいなのは少なくなるのかなとか。
And I think people need to be mindful of, you know, the stimulus that they have around them and how it makes them feel. And, you know, people would manage this before by, you know, changing all of their furniture or something. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I did that when my cat died. I changed everything and I couldn't look at the pictures for like half a year.
Mm-hmm. And the old furniture, you know, was still functional, but it's this, you know.
Yeah, it just triggers a lot of negative emotions and stress. So I had to do that. But I don't know, somehow with my mom, it's been a little different. And yeah, so I was kind of wondering about this, その aphantasia の人。
Mm-hmm.
その例えばグリーフプロセスとかもちょっと違うのかなみたいな、そういう意味で。
It's so hard to compare, right? So, everyone's so different.
Yeah.
You know, even between people with aphantasia, they're going to be very different.
Oh yeah, for sure. でもだから周りに絶対いるはいるはずだけど、まあ、その話をわざわざ多分しないもんね。あなたっての頭の中で物事を視覚的にイメージしていますかいませんかみたいな。
Yeah, we're talking about the lack of something, almost.
Yeah, yeah, you know? そう。だから、
yeah.
なんだろう。例えば、その何か思い浮かべるっていう、まあ、さっきマイケルが言ったみたいに、映画とかでそれをやってるシーンとかが出てきたとしても、まあ、それは映画の中だからみたいな感じで理解してる場合もあるだろうし。Yeah, this is really...Interesting. 怖い話にはめっちゃ強いみたいな。学生の小学生とかでさ、遠足とか何お泊まりに行って、絶対夜みんな怖い話するじゃん。その時に自分だけこうめっちゃ強くいられる。いられそう
で。There are some really scary stories. I remember like people would tell stories and I'd be like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Like, I'm getting goosebumps and... yeah, it's... I don't know if people still tell scary stories. It seems like a really old-timey thing to do. Do people do that? Because it seems like... From our grandparents' generation and stuff, they just have scary story after scary story. There's so many scary rumors about different places and things that happened and ghosts and stuff.We don't really have fresh ghost stories. No one...
Fresh ghost stories?
Yeah. Like, there were fresh ghost stories like 100 years ago, you know?
I don't know. でもまあ、パターンは決まってるんじゃない?ずっと。なんか、日本の怖い話で言うと、なんか、最後に急にでかい声出すやつとかあるじゃん。お前だみたいな。で、うわーみたいな。みんながびっくりするやつとか。
But are people still making those? Or like, what's the...What's going on with that?
いや、それは小学生とかに聞かないと分かんない。
It's like almost, it's boring, right? Like, we don't want to use our imagination. We're lazy. We want it to be shown to us. And when they do that, it becomes explicit. Like, it looks like what it looks like, you know?
But, いや、なんかで最近すごい疑問に思ってるのが、うちの息子が、まあ、何、トーマス見たりとかさ、子供向けのテレビ見てると本当にゴーストとかモンスターズっていう概念をめちゃくちゃ植え付けてくるのね、子供用の番組って、それこそミッフィーみたいなとか何でもいいんだけど、本当にイノセントっぽいやつですらも絶対モンスターとかゴーストっていうコンセプトを入れ込んでくるの、で今2歳だから本来怖いものなんて何もないわけよ、だけどそういうテレビとかを見てなんかモンスターっていう概念をもう知ってしまったから、まあ異常に怖がったりとかはしないけど、でもやっぱり、朝起きてまだすごい暗い時とかに確認してくるのね。Monsters are not coming, right? Monsters are not coming. Monsters are not here. とか言って、なんか自分に言い聞かせながら私に確認してくるのね。
Kids love monsters though. Yeah, like Minecraft is that whole, that's the whole premise. It's like monsters are coming.
Yeah, right? So he's half intrigued, half actually concerned. だからなんでその概念を、なんか大人になってからさ、そんなモンスターとかお化けの話なんてしないのに、なんで子供にその概念を植え付けたがるのかなと思って、結構不思議なんだよね。なんか誰もその話をしなければ、みんなに忘れ去られるだけっていうかさ、別に必要なものではないじゃん。
I mean, there are real monsters, like in the real world. I mean, they're not the cartoony sort of monsters and ghosts that we think of as children, you know, but maybe
it makes sense. Sex offenders とかってこと?
Or whatever it is, it could be, you know, it could be the ocean. Like we don't, like there are things that,
yeah, but like, you know, でもそれをさ、なんだろう、啓発したいんだったら、もうそのこと自体について触れればいいわけじゃん。海は危ないですよとか、変な人についていかないようにしましょうとか。
You don't want to get in the details of like sex offenders with your child. You want to just say, you know, there's monsters out there, you know,
but that doesn't
toes.
Help at all. That doesn't help.
Maybe.
So
not.
I have to constantly tell him like, well, monsters are not real, you know, and a lot of the monsters are actually cute, you know, like think of Cookie Monster and Elmo, you know, they're really cute, right? And then he's like, not too convinced. He's like, Cookie Monster is real ってこの間言い返された。I was like, okay, if you say so, but
it is a real thing, right? Cookie Monster. Like there's, is it a puppet?
まあ、real の definition。リアルとは何かという定義について話さないといけない。
What is the real thing? Is it a puppet or like a robot or are they just doing CGI now?
Oh, it's a puppet.
So it has an arm in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, 次。バッファロー大学の研究チームが 94% の確率でディープフェイク画像を見破れる人工知能を開発しました。チームはギャンが生成する偽の顔写真では複数の画像が組み合わさっていることが多いため、目の角膜に反射するものが正確ではない、または左右で一貫していないことに着目しました。開発したツールは顔写真をマッピングした後に目を観察し、目玉に反射する光をピクセルレベルで分析します。
A research team at Buffalo University has developed an artificial intelligence which can detect deepfake images with 94% accuracy. GANs generally synthesize multiple photographs to create a single face image. For this reason, the research team focused on reflections in the corneas, which are not accurately reproduced, or discrepancies between reflections in the left and right eye. After mapping the facial image, the tool analyzes corneal reflections at a pixel level.
そう、これ一応言っとくと、まあ、完全にいたちごっこなので、この研究も、こう、こんなことができるようになったよ、すごいみたいな感じで発表してるわけじゃなくて、このチーム自体がもう自ら、いや、これも別に編集すれば直せちゃうんだけどねっていうのは言ってるのね。
Well, I think the work that they've done is actually specifically the work that will enableGANs to avoid detection.
そうそうそう。ただまあ結局はそこにはたどり着くからね、誰かしらを。あと多分複数の顔写真を組み合わせてる場合って、多分だけど実在する人じゃないことが多いんじゃないかなって私は思ってて、なので被害者を救済するみたいな話ではないかも。ただまあこの、チームの人は、もちろんその、まあ、結構ディープフェイクがやっぱり大部分がポルノに使われてるから被害者からすると心理的ダメージがすごい大きくて、それをまあどうにかしないといけないねっていうモチベーションでやってるみたいなんだけどね。
So I guess this would work on a video because you can just analyze frames.
と思うけど、これは画像でしか 書いてなかったけど、確かにそのまあ左右、まあ、あとねこれ左右で比べてるだけなんだよね。なので例えばどっちかの目に眼帯してるとか、目が一個義眼で一個しかないとかってなるともうワークしないし、その何が映ってるみたいなところまでは見てないから、本当にその反射の多分コンシステンシーだけ、
うん、
だけどまあそれがどんどん多分もっと複雑にできるようになると、もしかしたらその動画で何そのどの角度でどういうふうに反射してるとか、
うん、
っていうところまで考えれるようになるのかな、わかんないけど、あの今週先週あのペンシルバニアの50歳の女性があのチアリーディングをやってる高校生の娘のライバル校を陥れるために、相手チームの女の子3人の偽画像を作って、なんか飲酒したり喫煙したり裸でいる写真とか、うん、でそれを本人たちに送りつけて脅迫したみたいなことで逮捕されてたけどまあそのこれは多分ディープフェイクって言っても本当アイコラレベル、フォトショーとかを使って作ったっぽくて、まあでも今って普通にスマホでもパソコンなくてもフォトショー結構しっかり作れちゃうぐらい技術が発達してるし、うん、しかも無料で使えたりするから、
うん、It's crazy to imagine、this woman sitting at a computer and doing and doing this. It's like a movie.
いや本当になんか
If it worked, like then what?
なんか詳細読めば読むほどやばいっていうか、なんかまあその写真を作るだけじゃなくて、それをまあ本人たちに送りつけて、まあ、kill yourself じゃないけどそういうようなまあひどい暴言をもう何十回もメールで送ったりとか、まあ一応本人は否認してるんだけどね、だからまあまだテクニカリー分かんないんだけど、
うん、
あのただまあ高校生の女の子の裸のディープフェイク画像ってなると普通にあれだよね、自動ポルノ規制法みたいな、なんかそっちも引っかかりそう。
Wait, so she put their faces on the naked bodies of
other people.
And it's funny because if you think to like, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, this was like a joke or a meme or something, you know, to copy paste someone's face onto something like that. Because it was just not even close to convincing, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it looked obviously fake right before. But now it doesn't. In this case, in one of the cases, あの、その女の子が水着で撮った写真をソーシャルメディアに上げてて、それを引っ張ってきて裸にしたみたいな。
Hmm.
だから、
It's been weaponized.
So,
but you know, not really at the scale that we were all fearing it would be weaponized. But it's.
でもなんだろうね。例えば、未成年の芸能人とかでお酒が映り込んでるだけでも問題になったりすることって、まあ過去にも実際にあるし、つまり反社会的組織の人と一緒に写真撮ってるとかね。だから。例えばだけど、まあ、週刊誌とかが音声とかそういう音声とか画像を証拠として入手した場合に、それが本物なのか偽物なのかっていうのは、まあ、今までは多分そこまであの裏さえ取れてればいいっていう感じだったと思うんだけど、その証拠自体の真偽みたいなものをどういうふうにね見極めていけばいいのかみたいなことになってっちゃ、yeah. でそれをずっと多分どうするんだろうね、どうするんだろうねって言ってて、まあこういうふうに研究はしてはいるけど、いたちごっこだから本当にどうするんだろうっていう答えが多分ない状態だよね今っていうのは。
This idea of analyzing the corneas is interesting, or analyzing reflections is really interesting, and there are many photographs that have been taken over.I mean, ever since the first cameras were invented, where there are reflections, but we can't really look at reflections in objects and tell what's going on, but an artificial intelligence may be able to reconstruct objects outside the scene from the reflection. You know, in all the CSI and stuff, they're always like, enhance,
yeah,
enhance. And they're getting more and more detail. And it's like the reflection off of, I don't know, a lamppost or something.
Yeah, and then
you can like see the guy. And if you just keep enhancing, you know. And the enhance thing has sort of become a real thing with the with artificial intelligence. We see a lot of these algorithms able to generate very realistic looking. I mean, they're extrapolating and predicting what objects are based on very little detail. So you can like up resolution a bird or something. Now, is that going to have the information you need to, you know, recognize someone? Maybe. I'm not sure. But like there are people who are, and I'm sure you've seen this, but people selling objects on like eBay, for example, you know, and some guy in his underwear is trying to sell a teapot, right?
Yeah.
Like a stainless steel kettle.
Yeah, actually, the other day,
you can see the guy standing there in his underwear or less.
Yeah. The other day, on Twitter, on Japanese Twitter. なんか多分これ見た人いっぱいいると思うんだけど、バイカーですごい美人の女の人がいて、ツイッターですごいこう人気があって、すごい可愛い人で、でその人が一回上げた写真、なんかバイクかなんか物の写真の中にこうカメラを構えてるおじさんが映り込んでるみたいな、でこれはお父さんなのか彼氏なのか誰なんだろうって言ってたら、実はそれ、その人は女の人じゃなくて、普通におじさんで、写真加工のアプリを使って女性化してたみたいな。で、なんかそれをツイッターでたまたま私はなんか見て、ここまで女性化するアプリとか男性化するアプリって確かにあるけど、ここまで可愛くなるのかすごいなと思ってたら、その人が、マツコデラックスの番組かな?に出てて、普通にインタビュー受けてて、こうやってやるんですよみたいな感じで見せてくれてて、すごい簡単にでき
る。 Is it sponsored by the app?
いや、なんかハリウッド化みたいななんかフィルターがあって。
How do you put the filter on the reflection though?
Oh, on the reflection you can't do that. That's why he was sort of exposed.
He hasn't figured out how to.
Or like he did. I guess he didn't even.
They should release an update, you know, so it puts the filter on your reflection.
Or I guess he didn't even know that he was in the picture, in the reflection. So he just released the photo. But すごい面白かった。で、なんか、
That's scary.
Yeah, but he didn't have like any ill intention or anything. なんかそのやっぱバイクをに乗ってどっかいろんな景色を撮るときに、
so many bikers were disappointed.
なんかおじさんとバイクだけだとそんなに誰も見てくれないから、自分を女子にしたらすごいやっぱり急にみんなが注目、なんかこんな可愛い子がこんなごついバイク乗ってんだみたいな、で楽しくなって、もういろんな試行錯誤してもう可愛くするために、すごい面白かった。
Too good to be true.
面白かった。
That's funny.
でもそれも本当になんだろうね、そのアプリでタップ何回かタップするだけでも、ね、性別も違うし顔も、ね、違う、まあ、元のベースは自分だけど全く違う人かのようになれるっていう。
I've tried it with my friends. I don't know if it's the exact same app, but you know, they have the ones that make you look young or make you look old, make you look like a baby, make you look like a chick, make you look like a dude, you know. And everyone said that the chick version of me just looks like my sister.
Ah, でも絶対そうだよね。似てるもんね、妹と。
I think my sister did the dude version and she looked like me. So
yeah, I can easily imagine that.
I guess the app works.
マジでそうだね。マイケルを女子にしたら 妹だもんねって感じだもんね似てるからね、次
On Tuesday, archaeologists in Israel announced that dozens of additional Dead Sea Scroll fragments have been discovered. It is believed that the fragments were hidden in a desert cave by Jews who were fleeing Rome some 1,900 years ago during an uprising against Emperor Hadrian. The Dead Sea Scrolls include the earliest known version of biblical texts, with the latest fragments being radiocarbon dated to 200 AD. Excavations in the area have also produced 2,000-year-old coins, a 6,000-year-old mummified skeleton of a child, and a 10,500-year-old basket and 10,500-year-old lid for the basket.
今週火曜日、イスラエルの考古学チームが死骸文書の断片を新しく数十個発見したことを発表しました。これらの断片はハドリアヌス皇帝に対する反乱の最中、今から約1900年前にローマから逃げてきたユダヤ人によって砂漠の洞窟に隠されたと考えられています。死骸文書には聖書の最も古いバージョンが含まれており、今回発見された断片は放射性炭素年代測定で西暦200年のものであることが分かりました。この地域の発掘調査では、2000年前のコインや6000年前のミイラ化した子供の骨、1万500年前のバスケットやその蓋も発見されています。
Yep.
これ、場所の写真見たけどすごくない？
The cave? Yeah.
Yeah. Cave って言ってもなんか壁の途中にある？
Mm-hmm. They have to rappel down.
だからよくそこに入ろうと思ったねっていうなんか、うん、本当にこう高くそびえ立ってる岩壁みたいなの途中にポコって穴が開いてるっていう。
I think that's why it was、preserved.
まあだよね、
yeah.
あんなとこに入ろうと思わないもんね。
Yeah. Yeah, soThese fragments, they've been finding them、for a long time now. I think since the 50s or 60s, they've been discovering these. Maybe longer. But the fragments have been dated from 300 BC to 200 AD. And the fragments they most recently discovered, in this case, are from around 200 AD.、
Hmm.
So they're the more recent of the fragments.What I found really interesting is why are they keeping this basket around for so long? Right? I mean, the basket is 10,500 years old, right?
Yeah.
So
it sounds pretty random. Like,
whoever put the coins in there had an 8,500 year old basket.With them, I mean, that would have been an absolute antique, you know, even 2,000 years ago, 6,000 years ago. Do you know what I mean?
But were they found in the exact same location?
I think they were found in the same cave.
Ah, in this very cave? Not in this area?
I could be wrong. I mean, if it was just the area, then, you know, that might explainsomething, but
right.
I was under the impression that these were in the same cave, but that doesn't make
sense. Because if they were all found, yeah, that would be pretty crazy, right? I mean, I'm not saying that it's impossible. I guess anything is possible, but なんて言うんだろうね。昔 it's like a museum, right? For them, back then.
Yeah, if they found the basket 2,000 years ago,they'd be like, my God, this is such an old basket. This 8,000, I mean, they wouldn't know exactly how
old it
was.
Yeah, they wouldn't know. They wouldn't
know. But yeah, I don't know how long baskets usually last.
ね、そうか、何でできてるのか知らないけど、すごいよね。すごくない？
Yeah. So, yeah, that's an old basket.So they haven't finished analyzing these new fragments. They're、 And they're really fragmented and not in good condition.
じゃあ何が書かれてるとかまでは分からなそうな感じってこと？
They've analyzed it enough to determine that it's from the Dead Sea Scrolls.
ああでもそっか。
Well, the Dead Sea Scrolls isn't strictly one thing either.
Yeah, yeah.
It's, I mean, this region's by the Dead Sea, and a lot of these writings are found in, I mean, they're found in various forms. So some are papyrus, and some are parchment, and some are inscribed in bronze. And then they're in Hebrew, Aramaic, Greek, and Nabataean Aramaic languages. So there are multiple languages across the fragments that are being deciphered. But it shows, the fragments show a diversity of religious thought in the region at the time. There wasn't just one version. You know, there were different sects of the religions. In this case, Judaism. But yeah.
It's so crazy that we're still talking about this, right? I mean, it's 2021 and people who made this probably didn't think that, you know, thousands years later, people would still be talking about it.
Still talking about it.
Yeah.
It's still going strong. I mean, in the fragments they've found so far, they've identified Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, Psalms, Ezekiel. And a lot of this material is, I guess, is it categorized as apocryphal text? It's not, it's like parts of the Bible that weren't included in the Bible.
Yeah, yeah.
That was passed down, you know, like the King James Bible or one of those, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Those were very much curated and people cut stuff out they didn't like and...
Yeah, I think that was one of the first, like, conspiracy theories that I got to know of when I was really young. And it was so shocking to me.
Which, when the I went apocryphal texts, or?
How it was, like, there were omitted parts.
Oh, yeah.
Like, arbitrary stuff. なんか衝撃じゃなか、それだって子供の時衝撃受けなかった。
Oh, that the Bible wasn't like
the whole
the same version all the way through time.
Yeah, and how like some people like 勝手に took out some parts because it wasn't convenient or you know, whatever. That was really shocking to me.
Yeah. Well, they did that with our calendar too.
もう衝撃だった。
Yeah, I mean it's I don't know what the original source is, but I don't know that much about the Bible as like a like the history of the writings and stuff themselves, but it was written by different people, and obviously the New Testament is sort of separate, but these same stories have persisted fairly intact. You know, like Noah. You know, they found like Noah's the I guess it's the Book of Noah is among the Dead Sea Scrolls. And obviously that's in the Bible. Genesis. And Genesis is pretty lit. And that's made it all the way to now. But the way we think about time is a little bit distorted. You know, we think about 2,000 years ago as a really long time ago. Right? But Cleopatra was alive like 2,500 years after they built the pyramids. So they built the pyramids in Egypt. Cleopatra was not born until 2,500 years later. Yeah. In other words, and this is sort of a popular trivia on the internet, but Cleopatra is closer to we are than to the pyramids.
Yeah, yeah.
In terms of time, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's really difficult to think about time.
Yeah, like for sure. Just,
like, is 2,000 years a long time? Well, now it is, but it wasn't back then. Whatever that means.
Yeah.
But right now, 2,000 years is a really long time. No one even knows what the hell is going to happen in 50 years.
Yeah.
So I want to see that basket. Did you see a picture of the basket?
No, I only saw the picture of the cave. Did you see it? There are pictures?
I didn't see a picture of the basket.
Yeah, basket sounded pretty random. I was like,
Well, they kept the lid. They kept the lid. How do you keep track of the lid for over 10,000 years? Religion is crazy. It goes for so long.
I like vintage, like antique stuff. でもそれで私がこう、わあ、アンティークって言って喜んでるのって、せいぜいまあ1940年とか、まあ30年、40年とかでもさ、まあ普通に戦争とかもあったりして、よくここまでの、誰も捨てずに残ってたな、みたいな。それだけでもかなりインプレッシブな感じだから。これ1万年前のバスケットとかになるとちょっとレベルが違いすぎる。
Time. You know, time, like, yeah, antiques and the way stuff ages, it's, I just noticed yesterday, or maybe a couple days ago, that my car is worth like $40,000.
Because it's antique?
I guess. But it was Sanju Mang when my Ojiichan bought it for me. So it's gone from Sanju Mang to 400 Man.
Yeah.
And I didn't, like, it makes no sense. I mean, it makes sense, I guess. But it hasn't been, has it been that long? Am I that old? Am I, you know what I mean? Like, I've just been driving the car.
Yeah, but I mean, どんだけ長いかっていうよりも、そのやっぱ捨てるサイクルがみんな早い中で捨てなかった、ここまで生き残ってる、捨てられずにあのスクラップされずに残ってるっていうことがもう珍しいから、その価値っていうことだよね。
I guess so。
だからアンティークの時計とかもそうだけどさ、その当時はいっぱい作られてたのかもしれないけど、結局みんな途中で壊れて捨てちゃったりなくしちゃったりとかしてる中で、ちゃんと生き残って、intact でまた使えるっていうのはやっぱり、
It is impressive.
おすごい。いや、本当そうだよ。
And vintage stuff really is cool. And
yeah.
No, my car was built in 1991, and I think most people would think like, oh my god, it's got to be such a junker. It must break down all the time. You must pay so much money for maintenance. I have barely paid any money for maintenance at all.
We almost died once though.
Oh, that's true.
In your car.
But aside from that,
but like
everything,
from that,
everything has problems. Everything has problems. I'm saying overall, it's like free money. Like, I have not spent anywhere near that much money, you know, I haven't put $37,000 into the car. Like, no way.
Yeah.
Not even close. So,
in
a study published in Science Advanced, an international team of researchers led by King's College in London and Erasmus University Medical Center in Rotterdam has identified 50 new genes involved in determining human eye color. The researchers analyzed the DNA of approximately 195,000 people across Europe and Asia and found that varying shades of brown eye color in Asians It's genetically similar to eye color in Europeans varying from dark brown to light blue. Previously, it was thought that eye color variation was a function of only a few genes, with brown eyes being inherited over blue eyes. The researchers believe that the finding will improve our understanding of eye diseases associated with pigment levels.
Science Advanced に掲載されたキングスカレッジロンドンとエラスムス大学医療センターの研究で、人間の目の色の決定に関連する50個の新しい遺伝子が特定されました。チームはヨーロッパとアジアの人々約19万5千人分の DNA を解析し、アジア人の茶色い目の様々な色合いが濃い茶色から明るい水色まで変化に富んだヨーロッパ人の目の色と遺伝的に類似していることを発見しました。これまではほんの数個の遺伝子の機能で目の色が変化していると考えられていて、青い目より茶色い目の方が遺伝の際に受け継がれると考えられていました。チームは今回の発見によって色素レベルに関連する目の疾患への理解を深められるとしています。Wait, so brown eyes being inherited over blue eyes is still the case, right? Or that was also not the case?
I think generally speaking, that's still true. Hmm. And we, you know, people observe that to be true, generally yeah. speaking. But
yeah.
it's not necessarily true. And there are cases where... the child of two people with brown eyes can have lighter eye color.
Yeah, I think so, I've said this before, but I know someone, 前に会社で一緒だった人で、日本人で、親もどっちも日本人だし、おじいちゃんおばあちゃんとかみんな日本人なんだけど、自分だけ目がすごい薄い灰色みたいな。すごい綺麗な色の人がいて、こうみんなにカラコンって思われるんだけど、あの、カラコンじゃないんですみたいな。
Well, usually it's カラコン。
Usually in Japan, yes, but with this particular person, it wasn't. And it was,、yeah. it was fascinating.、あの、清水さんがね、ゲストで来てくれた時に、あの、教えてくれたよね。その、なんか、デザイナーベイビーみたいな話をすると、こうみんなすごい簡単にできると思って、まあ、一個の遺伝子をいじくって、じゃあ青い目の子供にしようみたいな、まあ、そういう誤解があるけれども、実際はもっとすごく複雑で、その一個をいじることによって、例えば目だけじゃなくて他のところにもいろんな変化が出ちゃうとか、複雑なんですよって話をしてくれたけど、まあ、本当に50個ってなるとそうなんだっていうね。
I wonder if it could be even higher.
Yeah, yeah. ね。
It could、ね、be even more than 50. Why not?
いや、本当そうだよね。
They used to think it was like 2 or something. And it was like, I think it was 8 for a long time. I think when we were in school, they were probably teaching that it was 8 genes.、
あの、人間もそうだし、猫とかもそうだけど、あ、なんていうの、baby blue eyes? あの、赤ちゃんの時だけ目が青くて、とか灰色でだんだん濃くなるみたいなのもあるじゃん、それもすごい不思議っていうか、うちの子供も赤ちゃんの時目が灰色だったのね、で今は普通に茶色になったけど、髪の色もさ、最初は本当にすっごい明るい茶色だったけど、今だんだん、まあ、もうちょっと暗い茶色になってきて、そのなんで色が変わるんだろうっていうのも不思議。
It's really common in half or mixed race people to have like weird shifting colors of their eyes or their hair.
Yeah.
Like my hair gets really light if it's in the sun, if it's longer than a certain amount. And the last time I had an eye infection, my iris turned green. So, I mean, they're brown, but there's like this little like ring around the outside, and that's like much lighter. And I guess when I had a pink eye, which is disgusting, my iris color was changing, and it changed back, which I guess is good because I don't want different color eyes. But,
But
I mean, that happens too, you know, different color eyes. I forget what the name of that is, but it's common
really
in
fushigi.
Certain species of dogs get it a lot. Different color irises. Mm. But yeah, we're sort of evolving our understanding of heredity. And in school, I think, do you remember like the, what is it called? Punnett squares. So you kind of draw a box and then you put traits on this side and you put traits on this side and you sort of do this little exercise to determine which traits will be inherited based on
I think I did it with nanka mame toka nanka no shokubutsu yeah de atta ki ga suru.
Yeah, I mean, well, that was what Mendel was using. And so this Punnett square, I think, comes from sort of this Mendel's trait inheritance research. And he was sort of the one of the original guys to investigate this by breeding peas or like green peas or whatever it was, just generation after generation. Yeah, so, I mean, I'm sure there will be more research into this, but, you know, sometimes there are kids that sort of, they have the wrong eye color if you calculate, you know, from their parents' eye color, and then people will might assume that it's not their biological kid or something. You know, there are people that aren't redheads and they have a kid and the kid's a redhead, you know, stuff like that. Then, you know, then there's like, oh my gosh, you know, the wife slept with a redhead or something, you know.
Yeah.
But it's a lot more complicated than that. So,
right.
I mean, I think that kind of test might be, you know, might work like 80% of the time, but then you could be wrong sometimes too. So it's not really a good test, is it?
So now.
And stress can change your eye color. I guess there's been reports of some people's eye color changing during pregnancy or things like that.
My hair texture completely changed during pregnancy, which was really annoying.
Texture?
Yeah, so my hair is like naturally wavy, but during the pregnancy, my hair turned totally straight. And it stays straight, you know, once it comes out. Which means, その後何年か、そこ、その一年分だけ、ストレートの状態みたいな。You know, so, like, wavy, straight, and wavy.
So it looked, I wonder if that's some epigenetic deal.
Yeah, I don't know what that was, but it was really annoying. 謎だよね。
I'm getting like a lot of blonde hige.
It's getting weird. Older.
It's like, it's not perfectly distributed, which is annoying. But yeah, I don't know. I found shiraga the other day.
Oh my God.
Absolutely shocked and appalled.
No, oh my God, same here. Like, I found my first fucking shiraga like first? In my entire life. Yeah. 私なんか全然白髪が本当にない体質で、ちっちゃい時から今までずっと。
Yeah.
なのに、この間、前の方に一本初めて発見して、自分で思った以上にショックだったって話したっけ、ま、あれしたっけ私ここで。
I don't think so.
Okay. いや、なんか、
Have you been telling everyone that you found?
Yeah, I'm like, oh my God. And then, but then, you know, most of my friends are actually a little older than me. So they're like, 一本ぐらいで騒いでんじゃねえよみたいな感じで。そう、まあ誰も真剣に取り合ってくれないけど。意外とショッキングだった。
It's shocking to me when I find it. And I'm always like, what? Well, I'm like, How did it get this long and I didn't notice? This like one shocking part. And then I'm like, oh my god, like is it all gonna just turn shiraga now?
Where was it?
It was in my hige.
Ah, nanda hige ka.
It wasn't on my head. It was in my hige.
Okay. Nanda.
Yeah. Why is that fun?
Nanka hige wa kakkoii jan. Shiraga
matte. One shiraga in my hige.
Well, one shiraga might not be.
How many shiraga do I need to have before I don't like pluck it?
Care. Don't pluck it.
Yeah, if I just have one shiraga, I'm going to pluck it out, right? Because it's just like...
I don't know.
Looks ridiculous. And the shiraga is not like my normal hair. It's like stronger.
Who?
Your shiraga is like your normal hair. My shiraga is like thicker than my normal hair.
Who? It's not that it looks that way because it's white?
Because
usually, you know, compared to darker stuff, white stuff looks more...
This was tsuyoi shiraga.
Tsuyoi. Yeah, it's... I was surprised how shocked I was. But... 冷静に考えるともうなんか当たり前っていうか年齢もそうだし。Yeah,
if
right?
You pull
that follicle.
Did you pull it out?
No, I still have it.
You still have it?
Yeah, I'm fucking embracing it.
You just have that shiraga on your head right now?
Yeah.
I pulled the shiraga out right away, like an emergency operation. I was like fumbling for the tweezers. So that follicle is just going to make another shiraga?
I think so. I thought
that's
how it works. Yeah.
Wait, so that follicle is like doomed now?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I might be wrong.
This out right now.
I might be wrong. I'm not an expert, but I don't think you can just pull it out and, you know, it's not like it's gone forever.
For like stress levels right now.
But yeah, I think it's normal. I mean, I'm 34 and I went through, you know, pregnancy and childbirth and I'm not sleeping much.
And
you
now
know,
you have
raising a child and I lost my mom. You know, I guess it's understandable that I have one shiraga. Yeah. I should be thankful that it was actually just one, not like 20. Overnight.
Yeah. I don't understand it. Like, I don't know why. I mean, I see guys walking around and they have tons of shiraga, like crazy. Yeah. And I knew people in school that were like 25 and they have like tons of shiraga.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I guess it's not a big deal. I'm being dramatic.
It's actually really not a big deal, but yappa, 多分最初初めて発見したら、まあ、ある程度ショックなのかなって思った。Like, my husband has shiraga in, なんか、ヒゲとか、この生え際とか。
Like, lots of them?
Yeah, not just like one. でも、綺麗にこう、混ざってちょっと白髪生えてて、うちの夫ね、なんか、エロいよ、それはそれで。だから別になんか、悪いことではないっていうか。
Yeah, my shiraga was not sexy, it was just the one. So.
まあそうだね。一本だとちょっと目立つしね。あ、そう、最初に言った通り、bilingualnews.jp でセール開催しているので、何か欲しいなって思ってくれてる人がいたら、今のうちにチェックしてみてください。文字起こしのテキストや英語表現解説エッセイなどが読み放題になる月額240円のプランと各エピソードごとに宿題を出している問題を解けるプランをバイリンガルニュース公式アプリ Android、Mac、iPhone、iPad で展開しているのでそちらもチェックしてみてください。すでに購読をいただいている方々、商品を買ってくださっているあなた、本当にありがとうございます。皆様のおかげで番組を継続することができています。Twitter、Facebook、Instagram もやっているのでそちらもフォローお願いします。
お願いします。 I wanted to mention one thing. On Saturday, Astroscale is going to be launching their demo mission.
Ooh.
So, and I guess it'll, I'm assuming it'll try to grab some junk. So, that'll
be interesting. 元職場
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
そっか、楽しみだね。宇宙ゴミ掃除。
Yeah, and I guess they're going to collaborate with the U.S. military. Or is it Space Force? I'm not sure.
Oh, Space Force.
I don't know. I
think it's,
it might be Space Force, but I don't know if Space Force cleans up trash. I don't know if that's like their... their deal. But yeah, there's going to be some cooperation with the US military. I think
so. Space Force のこと忘れてた。
Yeah, I know.
I saw like one episode of that Steve Carell show. I think, was it called Space Force? Anyway.
I don't know. Is it good?
I only saw one episode. So,
was
I don't
good?
Know. I wasn't all that interested.
I finished the most recent season of The Expanse.
Oh, よかった?
Yeah, I like it. It's great. The effects are just mind-blowing, so if you like space stuff. And the story was like, there's so many like one-liners, like truths, like nagging, like wisdom in the writing. And some of the seasons had really like really bad writing.
Okay.
So it seems like maybe some of the writing has gotten a little bit tighter.
Okay.
And
so many one-liners.
Yeah, it's like, I would just, someone would just say something, I'm like, oh, that is so true. The wisdom of that statement, you know? I like shows that not inspirational quotes, but sort of give us...
inspirational quotes
that are
mad at me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. おしまい。
以上です。
バイ。
バイ。